This is Real Estate Rookie, episode 86. My name is Ashley Kerr, and I am here with Tony Robinson, and we are back with another episode of Rookie Reply. Tony, what do you have for us today?
Are current interest rates making you depressed about cash flow? What if it didn't have to be that way? Rent to Retirement has 2.99% seller financing available on turnkey properties. You heard that right. That's a seller financed 2.99% interest rate where the average cash flow is over $900 per month. They also have options where you can put as low as 5% down on multiple investment properties with no PMI. Rent to Retirement is the nation's leading turnkey investment company that understands what it takes to be successful in today's dynamic real estate market. Their reputation speaks for itself with more five-star reviews than any other company on the BiggerPockets website. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest with confidence in the markets that offer the best returns. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com. Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
Remember when you had to pay to get a lead's phone number? It was like the dark ages. Until Deal Machine made skip tracing a thing of the past. Now, with your Deal Machine plan, you'll get unlimited access to phone numbers and contact information for no extra cost. That's right, get high quality, reliable information trusted by leading financial institutions, all fully compliant with the federal Do Not Call list. Explore over 150 data points, including age, gender, marital status, occupation, and a ton more. Trust me, this is the data you need for off-market deals. With new filters, people flags, and color-coded phone numbers, lead management just got a ton easier. Ready to step up your investing game? Sign up for a Deal Machine plan today and gain immediate access to this unlimited treasure trove of contact information and phone numbers. Just head to dealmachine.com/BP. Transform your lead generation and deal-making strategies with Deal Machine. Sign up today and start exploring the unlimited possibilities at dealmachine.com/BP.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
I've got a question about mobile home parks, and I know this is kind of an exciting asset class that you and I both talked about, but today's question comes from Adri Juzak, and Adri's question is, I came across a seller-financed mobile home park, 7 units that are park-owned, just under $1,000 a month cash flow and a cap rate of 15.34%. This will be my first out-of-state investment. What should I be looking for on a mobile home park? And is this a huge jump to make while still being a rookie? Thank you. I'll kind of share my thoughts first, Ash, and then you know, I know you're a little bit more familiar with this asset class, but I want to touch on the second part of Adri's question first about, is this a huge jump to make while still being a rookie? I think that's a question that Adri, you have to answer for yourself. Ash and I aren't familiar enough with your time availability, with your knowledge of mobile home parks as an asset class, with your desire to self-manage these on your own. Are you hiring a property manager? So there's a lot of factors, I think, that go into it. But just because you're a rookie doesn't necessarily mean you're not equipped to do this deal the right way. If you've got the know-how, the desire, and the capability, the capacity to do this, then I'd say don't limit yourself just because you're a rookie. Now, on the actual asset itself, I guess a couple of things I would caution you to kind of take note of as you're going through your due diligence process. First would be to make sure that whatever financials or whatever assumptions you're using to come up with this 15.3% cap rate, make sure that they're like legitimate. You want to see a T12, you want to see like the current rent roll, like what are people actually paying, and use that to kind of come up with your own analysis of the property. A lot of times when folks are trying to sell their assets, sometimes they might give you a pro forma as opposed to the actual trailing 12 months of income and expenses. And you never want to make a big decision like this based off of the seller's pro forma, because they're always going to make everything look very rosy and beautiful and perfect. But if you have an opportunity to dig into the actual income and expenses for the last 12 months, that might give you a better understanding of how this property is doing financially. So that's my two cents, Ash. What do you got?
Okay, so first, anybody that wants to hear about a rookie investor going into mobile home parks, listen to episode 65 with Tommy on the Real Estate Rookie podcast. You can go to biggerpockets.com/rookie65 and gives great insight what it was like to purchase a mobile home park as a rookie. And he actually lives on the mobile home park and manages it right now. But I will give some advice on the due diligence period of this. So Tony kind of talked about the leases and looking at the pro forma versus the actual. So that was great. My advice would be to look at what kind of utilities are on there. So do you have to deal with wells and septics, or is it public utilities there? Because that will make a big difference. Sometimes when you have wells and you have your own water system that's not public, you have to do daily testing of the water. So look at that and what are the fees to have it tested? And then the septics, you'll have to have the septics pumped out. So that will be an additional cost. And then look at the CapEx expenses. So what capital expenditures are going to be coming up for the mobile home park? Are the driveways going to be need to be repaved? Even the trees, are there trees that are going to need to be cut because they're going might fall on a mobile home? So look at all those different expenses that might come up within the next 5 years. And then also, who owns the mobile homes, the actual trailers? So does the person selling own those, or do the people living in them actually own them and they're just leasing the land? So look at that. And different type of mobile home buyers prefer different things. There's no right or wrong if they own them or not. If you don't own the trailers, then you don't have any maintenance, but you're also getting less income. You're just getting a lot rent instead of a larger rent because they're renting the lot and the trailer. The next thing I would look for is, what is it zoned for and how many mobile homes is the property zoned for? So the seller may tell you, like, yeah, I have 7 on here now, but you can actually fit 3 more over here. Well, will the zoning and planning board actually allow that too? So pull any kind of permits and the zoning requirements, and also look at any deed restrictions. And then my last thing would be, is there potential for any other income? So usually mobile home park on a lot of land, could you put a little shed at each mobile home park? Could you put a gravel driveway or a gravel lot and do boat and RV storage on there? So look at that too when you are looking at a mobile home park and see if there's any other ways to add additional income too. Oh, and then just look at the comps in the area too and see if they're at market rents, just like you would a rental property too.
That was like a short master class, Ashley, in doing due diligence on a mobile home park.
I feel like I'm forgetting some things though.
that was really, really good. I guess the only thing that I'd add lastly, Adrian, if you're at all concerned about maybe taking on a project that's too big for yourself, and we talk about this all the time, is just finding a partner. If you've got someone that maybe has a little bit more either knowledge about mobile home parks or maybe the time to do the homework and kind of educate themselves, that might be a way to kind of ease some of your fears about making this jump while still being a rookie. But I think Ashley gave you all the info you need to kind of hit this one out of the park if you do decide to move forward.
And I think he's going to have a lot of people saying, hey, I'll partner on this deal. So yeah, that's awesome. Found a deal. Definitely take our recommendations and see what you can find out and dig into it and see if it'll work for you. I think that's all we have for today's Rookie Reply. We will be back on Wednesday with a guest to hear their story and to get some great real estate advice. I'm Ashley at Wealth From Rentals, and he is Tony at Tony J. Robinson on Instagram. Thank you guys for listening. The market is changing and finding your way can be tricky. Rates shift, headlines whirl, but your goal hasn't changed. You want financial freedom. And the best investors know it's not about timing the market, it's about time in the market. If you're ready to get into the real estate investing game or take your game to the next level, finding an investor-friendly agent is your next step. With BiggerPockets Agent Finder, you can find the right agent in minutes. Just head to biggerpockets.com/deals, enter a few details about what and where you want to buy, and boom, instantly match with an investor-friendly agent who fits the bill. These local market experts can help you navigate the neighborhoods, analyze the numbers, and take action with confidence once and for all. There's free resources only available at biggerpockets.com/deals. Get an agent, get the deal, and get closer to financial freedom at biggerpockets.com/deals. That's biggerpockets.com/deals to find your investor-friendly agent today. The content of this podcast is for informational purposes only.
Past performance is not indicative of future results, and all host and participant opinions are their own.
Investment in any asset, real estate included, involves risk. Use your best judgment and consult with qualified advisors before investing. Only risk capital you can afford to lose.
Bigger Pockets LLC disclaims all liability for direct, indirect, consequential, or other damages arising from reliance upon information presented in this podcast.